Chazar Zeich and Ishmael Sabach Yechesh Lushraga ben Avram Yehuda. Mesechus Brachas Daf Chav Ches. Brisa says when Rabbi Elazar Zayin took over as Nafsi that day, he removed the guards from the Beis Medrash, allowing everybody in. The Rabbi Gamliel would only let in Talmidei Chacham who were Toichei Kebarei. That necessitated the bringing in of one version of says 400 additional benches, one version says 700 additional benches to accommodate the extra crowd. Rabbi Gamliel felt bad that maybe he had stopped people from learning. But in Hashemayim, they showed him a white pitcher filled with ash to show him that these people were not Toichei Kebarei, maybe they shouldn't have taka been there. However, the Gemara says that in Hashemayim, they just wanted to calm him down because he really did it L'Shem Shemayim, but not that in fact it was correct. That day there was not a single halacha that there was a question about that wasn't answered on that day. And even Rabbi Gamaliel was there in the Beis Medrash that day when this was all going on. In fact, there came a question of whether or not a ger from Amoin, who came from the current Amoin of those times, would be allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Shua said he can because Amoin is not, the people who live in Amoin at that point in time were no longer the true Amoin in the times of the Torah, and therefore they were not part of Lo Yavo Amoini. Rabbi Gamaliel felt that they can't. And the Talmid Chacham Paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, they all sided with Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Gamliel took this as a sign that it's time for him to ask Rabbi Yeshua for Mechila. He went to his house and saw that the walls were black, which meant that he was a blacksmith. So he said to Rabbi Yeshua, I didn't realize that you're a blacksmith. Rabbi Yeshua said, woe is to the generation who the Nasi doesn't even know how difficult a time the Talmid Chacham have being mefarnes themselves. He asked him for Mechila, but Rabbi Yeshua did not give him mechila. He asked for mechila in the schus of his avos, and then Rabbi Yeshua granted him mechila. They sent a message to the Talmid Chacham in the Beis Medrash that it was time that the Rabbi Yeshua had forgiven Rabbi Gamliel, and that maybe they should bring Rabbi Gamliel back in as a nasi. Rabbi Akiva locked the door so that they can discuss it without anyone coming in, without the servants of Rabbi Gamliel coming in and bothering them. So Rabbi Yeshua himself went and told them that he was meichel Rabbi Gamliel. The Chum said, Rabbi Akiva said, we only removed him for your honor. If you're a Meichelim, then we'll bring him back. However, what do we do? The Malam Bekodesh and Meridim, we can't take a Rabbi Elazar ben Zayin out of the position that we gave him. We can't allow him just to every week switch off who says the Shir because it will cause jealousy. So rather, Rabbi Gamliel came and would go and give for three Shabbos in the Shir, and Rabbi Elazar ben Zayin would give on the fourth Shabbos. Mishnah says you can daven Musaf a whole day. Brisa says if you are at a time when you can daven mincha and musaf, so you should first daven mincha and then daven musaf because tada shein and tada kaidim. Yehuda says you should first daven musaf and then daven mincha because musaf, the end time for musaf is sooner than the end time for mincha. Rabbi Yochanan paskens that the halacha is that first you daven mincha and then afterwards you daven musaf. Rav Avia didn't come to Rav Yosef's shir, and Abaye didn't want Rav Yosef to think that Rav Avia just didn't come, so he asked him, why didn't you come? He said, I wasn't feeling well. He said, so because I had to eat. He said, if you had to eat, why didn't you just eat something before and then come to shir? So he answered, because Rav Huna says you're not allowed to eat before you daven musaf. I couldn't daven musaf because you're not supposed to daven before the tzibur. Gemara says we don't pass like that halacha of Rav Huna, and we also don't pass like Rav Yeshua ben Levi, who says that once man mincha hits, you're not allowed to eat anything until you daven mincha. Mishnah says Rav Chunya ben Akonya would daven a tefillah on his way into Beis Medrash and on the way out. On the way in, he would daven that nothing wrong happened to him when he's in Beis Medrash, and on the way out, he would give thanks for his lot in life of learning Torah. Rice explains on the way in, you make a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you should learn proper pshat and paskin properly, so that you don't have an issue of being made fun of or make fun of others, and on the way out, you thank Hashem for your lot in life of learning Torah. Whenever Eliezer was sick, he explained to his Talmidim the way to get Olam Haba is to be careful with the covet of your friends, to not allow your children to only learn, to focus only on Torah Shebiksav, have them grow up among Talmid Chachamim, and when you daven, know who you're davening to. Whenever Yechim Ben Zakeh was sick, he began to cry. His Talmidim asked why he's crying. He explained, if I was going to be judged by a human king who is just here today, not here tomorrow, and his punishments are not everlasting, I'd be afraid. So how much more so when I know that I'm going to be facing the judgment by the Melech HaMelech HaMelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They asked him for a bracha. He said it should be the Abish's will that you should fear Shemayim like you fear people. He said only like we fear people. He said halavai, you should fear Shemayim like you fear people. Rav Gamaliel says every day you have to make 18 brachas Shemayim Esrei. Yeshua says you have to make Me'ain Shemayim Esrei. Rabbi Akiva says if you're comfortable davening, then if it's fluent the way you say it, then you say the full 18 brachas. If not, you say the Me'ain Shemayim Esrei. The other says someone who makes his tefillah set, keva, then his tefillah is not a tachanunim, it's not effective. Yeshua says someone who's going in a makam sakona, he davens the tefillah kitzara, the short tefillah of Hoisha Hashem is Amcha Yisrael, etc. If someone's riding on a donkey, he should get off to Tzei Shemana Esrei. If he can't get off, then he should at least turn his face. towards Yerushalayim. If he can't even do that, he should at least have in mind that he's davening towards the Kodesh HaKodeshim. If someone's on a ship or a raft, he should again also have in mind that he's davening towards the Kodesh HaKodeshim. What do the 18 brachos of Shmoneh Esrei correspond to? Vilbrei, the son of Shmuel ben Achmeni, said is connected these 18 mentions of Hashem's name in the capital of Havul Hashem b'nei Eilim. Rav Yosef said is connected the 18 names of Hashem in Kriya Shema. Rav Tanchum in the name of Shimon Levi said is connected the 18 vertebrae in the spine. Tamchon in the name of Shimon Levi also said when davens and bows, he has to bow enough that the vertebrae actually sticks out from the back. We said 18, but really there are 19 brachas in Shmoneh Esrei. Like we said, this is the 19th is the Birchas Tzedukim L'Malshinim, which was established later on in Yavne. The same three sheets as before respectively say the first that it's connected the Kale of Kale HaKovid Hirim in that capital. Rav Yosef says it's connected the Echod of Kriya Shema, and Rav Tanchum says it's connected the Chulya Katana of the spine. Mara says it was Shmuel HaKotan was the one who wrote the Lashon for the L'Malshinim.